and away we go on this Getaway Friday, Friday, November the 1st, 2019, 10 minutes after the hour. Now, here are some things we need to mention this morning. We have to do some housekeeping right off the bat. First of all, I have to be able to talk. First of all, we are now into the month of November. October is gone. We are into the month of November, and as of this date, now here are some things to keep track of. As of where we sit right now, wherever you sit listening or wherever I sit talking, we are 28 days away from Thanksgiving. 28 days away from Thanksgiving, less than a month. Which means we are 55 days away from Christmas. 55 days! 5-5. Halloween's over, and now we are pretty well in the thick of the holiday season. And I will tell you this, I don't know for sure because I have not turned on a television today, I have not turned on another radio station, but I will imagine, because it usually goes this way, the day after Halloween, you start seeing the Christmas commercials. So today, when you're watching television, and some of you might already have the television on, and if you do, I don't know why, because you should be listening to this show, but I bet you the Christmas commercials started today. Has anybody seen a Christmas commercial yet? I bet you have. Give me a call, 740-383-9944. But that's the first thing. We are now 28 days away from Thanksgiving, 55 days away from Christmas, and that means 62 days away from 2020. 62 days. My gosh, it's all flying right by. Well, that's the first update. The second update is we are in the month of November, so it's a new month. And the third update is that winter came last night, and I believe we did get below 32 degrees last night for the first time this year. I don't know. You know, sometimes we get below 32 degrees in October. I don't believe it happened in October. I believe the first 32-degree below night happened last night. But I see, I don't park outside, so I don't know if there was a frost or not, but I don't know if 32 degrees means a frost. Now, somebody's going to have to help me out on that one. Now, was there a frost last night? I know we were below 32. We had to be below 32 at some point last night. I don't think we were much below 32 degrees, but I'm pretty sure we were below 32 degrees. So does anybody know if there was a frost last night? It would have been the first frost of the year, November the 1st. I know we had our first snow, so I know we were below 32 degrees at some point. Did anybody catch that yesterday? Does anybody know when the first snow happened? It happened about... oh, when did I see snow flying yesterday? It was probably about 6:30. It didn't last very long, and it certainly didn't accumulate to anything. But first snow came yesterday of the year on October 31st. We've had snow before November 1st before, but it just seems strange that we had snow on October 31st, because we have had such mild weather leading up to yesterday. We've had cold days, but nothing like yesterday, and certainly nothing like this morning, where you really feel the cold air. Holy mackerel, is it cold outside. So my two questions right off the bat, I just want to hear from you, the listeners. Have you seen the Christmas commercials yet? Because I believe they start today. And there's always some good Christmas commercials. I like that better than the Super Bowl, to be honest with you, because some of these companies get very creative with their Christmas commercials, and I love watching them. And some of them use the same Christmas commercials they've been using for years, like the Hershey Kisses. It's the same one every year, but you're always glad to see it. You know, where they do the song with the Hershey Kisses, jingling the bells. What is that song? I know you've seen that Hershey Kiss commercial. What is the song that they're playing in that Hershey Kiss commercial, where there's no celebrity, it's just a bunch of green and red and silver Hershey Kisses laid out, and every time they shake one, a bell rings, and it ends up playing a song. They play that same Hershey Kiss commercial every holiday season. But I can't remember the song that it's playing. Does anybody remember the song, or do you have to wait and see the commercial again this year? Which, by the way, will probably start playing in certain places today, right along with all the other ones. And like I say, I like to see the creative nature of these Christmas commercials, because there's always one or two that you love to see, and they play over and over and over, and especially over and over and over in recent years, because we have kind of done away with a lot of commercials on television. Since the internet age came in, not as many people are advertising on television, so if somebody pays for time, they tend to get a lot more commercial space than they used to. There you go. Does anybody know what song's being played in that Christmas commercial with the Hershey Kisses? I cannot remember. Or has anybody seen a Christmas commercial this morning on television or heard one over the radio? Because this is the day they all kick off. Hope everybody had a great Halloween. Did anybody see anything interesting last night? I know a lot of people cut it early because it was cold. And I didn't understand the big thing that was going on between the city and the residents. We've always had Halloween on October 31st. I don't know why this year that became such a big thing. I mean, it's always kind of a game of chance on whether it's going to be cold or not. Sometimes it is, sometimes it's not on October 31st. Sometimes it rains, sometimes it doesn't. But this year, it just turned into such a big, big stink. I mean, the people in the city are just doing what people have done. I don't know how long that ordinance has been on the books. And to be honest with you, I don't know if Thanksgiving in Marion has ever been held on any other day other than October 31st. Certainly not in my time it hasn't. Go ahead, caller.
That commercial is we wish you a Merry Christmas.
Is that the one with the Hershey Kisses?
Yeah, they pop up and down.
Oh, my gosh. Have you seen any of the commercials yet? Because
yes, I did. I was watching a movie earlier this morning, and the next one was a Mercedes commercial.
Now, what was it about Christmas-wise? Was it just Christmas-themed, or was Santa Claus in it? Or
no, it was just showed the car and wish you a Merry Christmas.
I know. The day after it starts. My goodness. Well, hey, thank you. We wish you a Merry Christmas. You are right on that.
Yeah, okay. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That is right. The Hershey Kisses sing We Wish You a Merry Christmas, and they do pop up and down. And you heard it right there. A gentleman watching an early morning movie this morning, a Mercedes commercial, Christmas-themed, because we are already in that season. Has anybody else seen any of those commercials early this morning? You'll see them throughout the day. Trust me, as the day goes on, because a lot of them get fired up today, being 55 days away from Christmas and 28 days away from Thanksgiving, which puts you 29 days away from the busiest shopping day of the year, which I don't know if that Friday is still the busiest shopping day of the year. We have some people who open up on Thanksgiving night now. We have the Cyber Monday, where people do the online shopping. I don't know which is really the busiest anymore. It's still busy on that Friday after Thanksgiving, but I don't know if it's the busiest shopping day of the year or not. And then a few years ago, somebody told me the busiest shopping day of the year was the, oh gosh, what was it? Is it the day before Christmas Eve? Or is it the Saturday before Christmas Eve? It was something like that. That the busiest shopping day of the year, which was always supposed to be the day after Thanksgiving, is technically not the busiest shopping day of the year and never was. That it is actually, it's either the day before Christmas Eve or it's the Saturday before Christmas Eve. I can't remember which one it is. But what's funny about that is all these years went on and nobody knew that those were actually the busiest shopping days of the year, but we make such a panic and hysteria with lines out the door the day after Thanksgiving, and yet nobody pays much attention to it around Christmas Day when it actually is the busiest shopping day of the year. So I don't know. I think it's I think it's just strange. But we're in the thick of it now. We're in the soup, as they say, of the holiday season here. And it'll be fun. We'll all have a good time with it. All right. I think that's all I wanted to mention this morning. And throughout the morning, if you want to weigh in, are you ready for the holiday commercials? This is when they always do it. Do people enjoy seeing the holiday commercials starting today? Does it get you in the mood? I believe Hallmark, I know there were a lot of Hallmark watchers, I believe today is when Hallmark starts their Christmas movie marathon, which runs through New Year's. I think it goes on through New Year's now. Am I right about that? Where Hallmark Channel does not air any programming except Christmas-themed movies all the way through the first of the year. Doesn't that start today? Didn't that start at the tick of midnight last night? I know some of our listeners out there, men and women, watch this Hallmark Channel. And this has become a tradition every year as well. Isn't this the day that that all starts? The Hallmark movie marathon of Christmas movies that runs nonstop back to back from the 1st of November through the 1st of January. 62 days of nothing but holiday-themed movies. Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. And I'll tell you, I have seen some of these movies. I will confess to that. But here is the problem with these Hallmark movies at Christmas. I hate to have to say this in the holiday season, but they're all the same movie. Have you ever seen any of these movies that did not have the same plot line? Essentially, here's these. I could write for Hallmark. Here's what happens. There is a small town girl who went to the big city. She was born in a small town, and she moves to the big city. And she becomes enormously successful at whatever job she's doing at the big city, but she never has any kids, and she never has any husband, and her career is first, and everything is great, and life is perfect. And then she gets a call for some reason to go home during the holidays. And home is always a small town. And what essentially happens is the girl is forced to go back. She really doesn't want to go back because she didn't like being in her hometown. So she goes back home to her hometown. And then there's always a guy there, a younger guy. Either he's a guy that's moved into town, or he's some guy she knew back in high school, or it's a childhood sweetheart or something like that. And she, by chance, ends up running into him while she's in the hometown for Christmas. And then they fall in love. And she realizes everything she's been missing by not having a family and not living in the small town. And then it's time for her to decide if she's going to stay with the guy or if she's going to go back to the big city. And she always chooses to go back to the big city. But once she decides to go back to the big city, she decides, oh no, I've made the wrong choice. And then by the end of the movie, she's back in the small town starting a family with the young guy. And we all live happily ever after. And it all happens on Christmas. Now you tell me, you people who watch those Hallmark movies, is that not the storyline to every Hallmark movie that will play between today and the 1st of January? Is that not true? I mean, there are little variations. Sometimes it's a cookie shop. Sometimes it's because a relative dies, they have to go home. Sometimes their mother or father needs help. Sometimes they're having a class reunion at the holidays. There's always some reason they have to go home. But that's what is that not the, why is that the theme to every one of those Hallmark Christmas movies? I don't understand that. You think they could put a variation on there some way. I understand they want it to be a happy ending because it's Hallmark. But you think they could do something besides these love stories that happen at Christmas? Don't they have just a comedy or something over there at Hallmark? But I want somebody to challenge me on this, that is not the storyline to every Hallmark movie that airs during the holiday season. Now let me know, 740-383-9944. Because they're on right now. If you turn over to the Hallmark Channel right now, you'll see one of these movies, and depending on where you come in that movie, that's what you will see happening. The storyline that I just described. Big city girl, goes to a small town, falls in love with some guy, decides she's going to go back to the big city, blows it all off, marries the guy, gets an engagement, and they live happily ever after on Christmas. Is that not the truth? See, everybody agrees with me. That's why nobody's calling. They all know that's what happens on that Hallmark channel. 740-383-9944 is the number. Before we get back, again, did anything interesting happen on Halloween last night other than it being cold? I didn't hear any bad stories, which is good. We always want to have a good and safe Halloween, thank goodness. And I don't think, did anything funny happen last night while you were out? Were a lot of people giving out candy? You know, I did not go out during Halloween, so I don't know if a lot of house lights were on and a lot of people were sitting out giving out candy. I saw some pictures on Facebook, but other than that, I really don't know. Was it a big Halloween success last night? Did anybody take their kids or grandkids out, or did anybody pass out candy? I'm always interested to know what's the popular costume, because there's always a costume that ends up being the most popular of the year. Can anybody call in and tell me what was the big costume this year that people wanted to be? I don't know what it would be. I'm trying to think of a big movie or something that would have been popular this year. I don't know what the costume would be. I do remember years when it was Ninja Turtles. I remember when everybody was a Ninja Turtle. I remember when everybody was... Oh, there's been years where I'm blanking right now, but there have been years where there were always a certain kind of costume. So if anybody has stories about Halloween last night, give me a call there too. 740-383-9944. Maybe everybody's under the covers this morning. That would be a good place to be. Got a message yesterday from one of our devoted listeners here that the apple butter stir will be tomorrow at Lawrence Orchards. Now, I thought it was last Saturday, but we did have bad weather last Saturday. So, I think it probably got postponed, because I believe it's an outdoor event. Remember last Saturday we had that awful, rainy, nasty weather? So, apparently, either they're doing it two weekends in a row, or the Lawrence Orchards did not have their apple butter stir last weekend, and we'll be having it tomorrow. Now, it'll be cold tomorrow, but I don't think we're going to have rain. I don't see rain in the forecast. So they might be okay tomorrow. I hate to bring up apple butter again. I know people get sick of me doing that. But is that true or not? Is the apple butter stir tomorrow? Was it canceled last weekend? We never heard back anything from that. So does anybody know if it's just 2 weeks of apple stir or if last week's was canceled at Lawrence Orchards? But I do know it's going on tomorrow, thanks to one of our listeners, and I appreciate that. 740-383-9944. Let's see. Pennywise was a popular costume this year. We're getting that from the Facebook. Pennywise, so says Bailey on Facebook. Pennywise was a popular costume. Now here, this will show you how out of touch I am. I have no idea what Pennywise is. Now I'm sure if I saw it, I would know what it is. But I don't know what that is. I don't even know what that means. Pennywise. I'm sure there were a lot of them out last night, because I know the person telling me this is in the know. I know Bailey's in the know. But I don't know what Pennywise is. Does anybody know what Pennywise is? I wouldn't know it if I saw it. Well, maybe I would know it if I saw it, but I wouldn't know what to call it. Did you see any Pennywises out last night? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a call. Let me know. Would love to hear about it. Also, if you have an update on the apple butter stir over at Lawrence Orchards, we would be very interested in hearing about that, because it is tomorrow now, 9 a.m., I believe. And I think they do use brown sugar. Hate to get into that whole conversation, but I do think they use brown sugar. Now, before we get to the trivia, which we have a lot of trivia that we have not gotten answered yet. Let's see here. What do we have? Okay, yes, we do have some trivia here this morning, but before we get to that, because we've done a lot of Marian history on this program, and one of the subjects that we've never gotten into, and this is not ancient history in Marian, but it was a big story that went on for many, many months here in Marian, maybe years, if I think back to it. Does anybody remember when River Valley had to move their high school, which led to the new high schools that were built? Does anybody remember the cancer scare, the leukemia scare that went on at River Valley? And the Columbus television stations were coming into town, and news media was covering it constantly, and politicians got involved, and all this sort of thing. Does anybody remember anything from that time? Because I think people have started to forget it, because it was in, when did that all happen? The late 90s? Late 90s, early 2000s? And the backstory behind it was that there were a lot of cases of leukemia in River Valley students. And then there was thought that because the school was built on land that was used during World War II, that there might have been contamination out there, and I know they brought in people to check it to see if it was contaminated, and that's what was causing the leukemia. You know, I never really understood what the resolution. I know what the resolution was for the schools. They moved the schools. But what I never understood about that whole thing was the school is still standing, the old River Valley High School, and it's still being used for something. People are on that lot. And also GTE, which was just across the street, they're still there. And I would imagine that there would have been contamination over there. And I don't know that there was ever any talk of moving GTE when it was still there, or the contamination issue. I mean, I don't know. I just don't know a lot about the situation, because I did not go to River Valley. Now, does anybody remember anything about this? Did they ever find anything? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a ring if you remember anything about that time. It would be fascinating to hear about that. That Toll River Valley thing went on for such a long time, but I don't know that we ever did get a resolution. I don't know if the environmental people tell the school that they had to move? Because I thought, and I could be wrong about this, that there was a levy that was eventually put up to build the new schools, which passed because of everything that was going on. But I don't know how that all trickled down. Did they ever find? I know the levels were higher than what people thought, but I just don't know, to be honest with you. I can't remember what all happened there. So I'm relying on you, because people followed this story religiously at River Valley. It was in the newspaper constantly, and on the Columbus television constantly, and just everywhere. Does anybody remember anything about that time? 740-383-9944. I'd love to hear it if you did. Because that, to me, is one of the most interesting stories in Marian history, because I don't know. Maybe we'll get an answer here. Whoop, let's take the call. Go ahead, caller. Caller, are you there? Caller.
Hello.
Yes.
I do remember they hauled some soil away from west, not east, of the school, that it was contaminated. And where it went, I don't know.
That's interesting. So they hauled some soil. Now, do you ever remember hearing what the testing of this soil was or did?
No, I'm not that good at remembering. But they did find contamination back where they worked on bombs or something. They made bombs and buried some of their contamination back.
Now, do you know why they left the building out there after they left?
why they left the building.
Yeah, because, well, I mean, I know why the schools left the building was because of this possible contamination. But they didn't tear down the building, and there is something out there now.
Oh, I don't understand what's going on, but I understood they did store some furniture in one of the buildings until recently, so just what's going on now, I don't know. But there is this Love, Inc., Love in the Name of Christ, would have some furniture stored there and delivered to people that needed it.
Mm-hmm. So at one point they did take soil and they did find some type of contamination in it.
Yes.
Well, that's interesting. Well, I appreciate the information.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye-bye. See, and that's how we learn here on the morning show. So apparently at some point there was soil taken, and I think I do remember that, and apparently it did come back with some type of contamination from the bombs of World War II, but I don't know. I don't know how things could be done on that property if they had found that that property was contaminated. Because what I thought would happen, as I was not following it all that closely, is that they would just tear down that building, the old school building. I thought they would just tear it down and the land would just be vacated. And I never understood how they were able to keep going, to be honest with you. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, Scott.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, that happened way after I was out of school, and I graduated in 2000. So it happened to happen around middle of 2000 when they did all that.
Well, you know, I know the schools moved then. I was looking at an article this morning, and apparently, though, the hysteria started sometime in the late 90s.
Oh, really? I didn't know about that.
Yeah, that. I mean, you're right. Oh, okay. The schools were not moved until the early 2000s. But the hysteria started in the late 90s. But what I can't figure out is why they, if the land was contaminated, how could you still operate any kind of business or storage there?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I think you just take your own risk, I guess. I just like anything else in the world, I guess. If people know that I don't know, unless they took all the soil out of there and replaced it.
I'd say, I don't know. I could not figure
that. No, I don't know if you could do that or not, but that'd be kind of hard to replace all the soil. But I don't know. I guess you could probably take your own risk, I guess, at this point, you know?
Well, yeah, I mean, and I don't even know who owns the land at this point. I don't know if River Valley Schools still own the land. I don't know if they sold the land. I'm not sure how Love, Inc. Is able to store stuff out there. Maybe they made a deal with River Valley. I don't know. I wouldn't imagine that the buildings have electric and heat on anymore.
I don't know. I've never been by there by that nighttime, but yeah, I do see a whole bunch of trucks at the high school. Looks like a construction company or something. Sometimes park all their trucks there, but I don't know if they use a building or not. But I know they use the parking lot. Trucks and everything park there a lot.
Well,
and the Verizon building, you know, they're completely out, which it was Frontier. I don't know what's even in that building anymore. Looks like it's abandoned or something.
Well, I think it is, but I always wondered about that because they were just right across the street and they were open when this was all going down, and I did not understand how contamination could be just confined to that little area where River Valley was located. I thought, well, it would have to have been across the street as well, and I also never understood how far that contamination went because you know, I know they did obviously a soil sample at the high school, but I don't know if they do a soil sample at GTE? Did they do a soil sample up the road a little ways? I don't know where it was done.
Yeah, it's very interesting why Frontier went out. Is it because of that, or they just decided, you know, they didn't need two call centers, or be very interesting to actually find out exactly why Frontier actually left. Because, you know, like you said, it was TTE for a long, long time. And of course, then it went to Verizon, and then it went to Frontier. Matter of fact, wasn't it Bell South at one time years ago or something like that or something? I don't know. Maybe not. But I think we had Bell South and Marion at one time or another.
I know it was GTE at one point.
Yeah, so it'd be very interesting why they actually left. Is it because of the scare of the cancer? I don't know. I don't know. It's very interesting. I don't know how many people over the years at River Valley, between River Valley or if Verizon or Frontier or GTE, people were diagnosed with leukemia. I don't know. I don't know the statistics on that, but that'd be very interesting to find out if that is what's causing the people that were getting sick.
Well, I know there were a lot of cases at the high school. Now, I'm not sure in the grand scheme of things how many cases, but there were a lot of people who were younger kids, not high school age, but they were getting cancer in like their 20s and early 30s, and I think that's what caused the hysteria. But I would just think, because it all had to do with the depot, because it was the old depot area, and the depot buildings are still there. And I would think that there would have had to have been some contamination there if it went down to the River Valley area. I don't know. I just don't understand how that all happened.
Well, my family went there. I never went to high school. I went from elementary to high school, right to retail. But I did go to the high school and different events and stuff like that. So I was in the high school, you know, I went to the football games and stuff and stuff like that. And I was on the football field a lot because my brother went to River Valley and stuff. And, I don't know. I don't know if it's like certain, people that were, I mean, I know a lot of people that played on the football field. I mean, certainly I was on the football field. And I was in school drinking the water and stuff. And, I don't know. I don't know exactly how they come up with that idea that obviously the last caller said that they had soil was transferred and they said they found was it contaminated? Is that what she said? I was cutting it out a little bit.
Well, yeah, I do.
Okay.
It was contaminated when they took the soil sample.
Oh, okay. Well. So, yeah, I mean, it may be certain spots of the, maybe not the whole field or maybe not the whole yard or school was probably contaminated. Maybe certain spots were, I guess. I don't know. I don't know how all that works, but.
Well, I was just thinking about this morning when I came in because I know the schools moved and then it was kind of forgotten, but I've never heard anybody talk much about it since then, and it has always been strange because every time I pass the old school out there, I do always see trucks out there and I see activity out there, and I think, well, why are these people allowed to operate there if the place was deemed not safe for a school? Why wouldn't they just tear the building down and move on?
Well, I mean, so you mean just leave the land there, let it grow up and become
Well, I think if the scare was that having something on this land was causing people to get leukemia, that I don't know why any business would want to operate on that land.
Right, I mean, yeah, I don't know. I don't know exactly how that all goes down myself, but...
I mean, there's a lot of empty land out that way anyway. I mean, it's not like... knocking that building down and just making it grass would have. there's a lot of empty lots on that land, or that area.
Yeah, I mean, right. And I don't know if that's something that they could just go ahead and, you know, maybe they could treat the land. And I don't know. I don't know how that all worked. Or I mean, I understand that at one time or another, like they made bombs and that whole. Matter of fact, it wasn't Grandview a. Grandview itself wasn't they bombed over that way as well?
Well, I think there was something to that. I know that there was just a big hysteria about that, and I don't know. I do know it was driven by the kids getting leukemia who had went there in the past, and it was just at a higher number than you would think, and the only thing they could trace it back to, I think, was the World War II era when that was used for materials. But I'm not even sure why they would have buried the materials there. I'm not sure what kind of materials they would have buried there. I was never really sure what went on, and then all these years later to see that the building still stands and now people are using it for things, well, that just makes me even more curious.
Right, yeah. And I'm sure it's probably confidential what they actually buried, because the government secret keeping. But, I mean, I know as government can't tell you a whole lot of stuff what's going on about, you know, what they did or, you know, how that goes. It's like, you know, that, just like old Jesse Majera, he's been trying for years to try to get answers out of the government. And, you know, you're not going to persuade the government. If they don't want to tell you something, they're not going to tell you.
No, and I don't know, you know, I'm glad the River Valley has new schools. They've actually become a very popular school district. Last time I checked, they were the only school district in Marion County that still had increasing enrollment. They have a lot of students. The new buildings are great, so I'm glad it turned out for them that way. But I just don't know what the initial story was, besides the fact that it had to do with leukemia, it had to do with where the school was, and what the resolution to that eventually ever was. I don't know.
Yeah, it's it'd be very interesting if somebody out there that one day you can come on your show that knows more information. And I'm sure they probably, you know, just like anything else, they can't really tell a whole lot if it was blocked by the government. I don't know. But be very interesting what they actually found in that soil. I didn't know that it came back as contaminated. I know there was the one time or another I heard that they took some soil, but I never heard anything since then. I thought it was, you know, I didn't know it was contaminated. But it'd be very interesting if they could tell us what exactly what they found in that soil.
Well, I think a lot
I never heard about it.
Well, I think a lot of people would like to know, and I know a lot of people in Marion County know about this because I remember when they were having the meetings about this, and they were school board meetings, and they used to have them out there at River Valley. They had standing room only, and I remember the Columbus media came in, and the newspaper would come in, and boy, they just had, I don't even think they could fit all the people in the gym that were coming to these meetings. And so I know there's a lot of people who know about it, and I know it hasn't been ancient history because it's only been within the last 20 years. So I don't know, but I know there are people who know about it.
Right. I mean, just like if the bomb, what I don't get, how do they build if this is the case, okay, we'll say about the school, okay, and we know that possibly that people think, or the rumor is that Grandview was probably more likely contaminated too. I don't know about the whole land of Grandview, but how did they build houses on that land if they knew that there was maybe possibly contaminated as well?
Well, I think the difference is, and it's not to say much, but the people who developed on the Grandview land were a private business. Now, I don't know what the rules are for a private business, but I do know that private business chooses to do what they want to do. It's like the people who own the depot now. That's a private business. So they're allowed to do what they do, and they can do at their own risk because they're doing it for profit. But a public school is not a for-profit business. A public school is controlled to some degree by the state and funded by the county, and it's kids, and you're forcing kids to go because you're saying this is a school and you've got to go. So to build that on contaminated land and not tell anybody, I think, is what made that particular situation far worse.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. I see, yeah, because they're telling you have to go to school. Yeah, I see it now. Okay. Yeah, they're not telling you have to live there.
You don't have to live
in
that way
either.
Right. And also, you would think that if you're going to build a school, one of the first things you would do is make sure that it's a good area. But I don't know that the people who built River Valley were ever told anything, which that could be a problem as well.
Right, just like Grandview, or around Grandview, or the depot, or whatever. Maybe they didn't know exactly what went on over the year. I mean,
that was
years and years and years ago.
I know people who live out in Grandview. I know quite a few people who live out in Grandview, but I've never understood what has been the problem with Grandview, because there's something to that area, because all these years later, Grandview has been around for quite a while now, and they've never developed it. And it's right off 23, and I don't understand. They've never put a gas station out there. They've never put a department store out there. They've never put a grocery store out there. If you look at Fair Park, which was built, it's not that old either. Fair Park was built in the 50s, 60s. They put a grocery store in. They put a bank in. They put a gas station in. They put a little pizza shop in. They got that little strip mall there. There was a Hardee's there at one point, a car wash. Nothing has ever been developed in Grandview. Now, yes, it's in the county, but there are stores, Walmart's in the county. So why has that area, which can be seen right off of 23, and you've got this whole housing development, never been developed?
Right. I agree with you. I think they should have like a pizza shop or a gas station out that way. Especially a gas station would be nice. Because Grandview, the closest gas station right now is probably Speedway.
Well, all I know is if you look at all the other housing developments in Marion that popped up after the war, World War II, if you look at Chateau, if you look at Fair Park, if you look at Collinswood, if you look at the Woods development, if you look at any of these developments, they are all within 5 to 10 minutes of either a gas station, a department store, a convenience store, a bank. They're all close to that. The only one that never got developed was Grandview, and I don't know what the reason was.
I'm not sure either. I mean, because there's plenty of land on Cole Lane. Right up the road. I mean, we have the Deckett drive-through now. I mean, it's not that far from Grandview now, but.
Well, and also, we know there's area out there zoned commercial because the flea market's been out there for years.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know what the issue is out there, why it was never developed. Maybe somebody will call in and tell us.
As a matter of fact, ain't there a pizza shop before I let you go here? I think there is. Is there a pizza shop there in the flea market?
There was at one point, and I know one point they sold deli meats. It could still be there. I haven't been out there in a while, but I know at one point there was.
Yeah, I thought it was called like the farm market or something like that.
It could be. It could be. I know there was at one point. I do remember it.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It'd be nice if they could put like a small gas station / like a little market, like a little marketplace or something out there. But who knows? You never know. Maybe it happened one of these days.
We'll see how it all shakes out. Well, thanks for calling.
Talk to you later.
Bye bye. Does anybody know that? That's another interesting question. Why was the Grandview area never developed? Now, is it the people in that, is it the trustees out there who don't want that to happen, don't want that area to be developed? But I would imagine that there have been a lot of trustees over the years, and maybe some of those trustees would have liked to have seen it developed. I don't know. I've always wondered why, because there have been shots at pizza shops and things out there. But it's never really had any kind of big development. I think there's a storage unit place out there, so I guess there are places zoned commercial out there off of Polane Road, but it's never had a big development. I don't know. And does anybody have any more on the River Valley School that was closed years ago because of the big cancer scare that was going on? And was it just that area, or did it extend into the GTE building across the street, which did have people at that time working in it? Did it extend to the depot area where the buildings were and still stand to this day? Did it extend to where the big old depot sales building was? There's a question for, there's Marion history. Does anybody remember shopping in the old depot sales? Nobody ever talks about that. Does anybody remember shopping in the old depot sales? Do you remember the big pants? I'm telling you, if you lived in Marion, when Depot Sales was open, you knew about the big pants that hung on the wall at Depot Sales. Where did those big pants go? Does anybody know the story behind the big pants that used to hang on the wall at Depot Sales, or why they were there? I never understood why those big pants hung on the wall. What was the story behind that? I don't know. That's interesting. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a call. Would love to hear from you on this cold Friday morning here in Marion. I'm being told now that, remember earlier on I said the big Halloween costume was Pennywise? Was that what? I don't remember the name. Pennywise. Yes, it was. Pennywise is the clown from It. Pennywise is the clown from It. Okay, there you go. Does anybody remember this? The clown from It. Pennywise. Did people see a lot of that costume last night? Does anybody know about the apple butter stir that I think is going on at the Lawrence Orchards tomorrow? Was moved from last weekend? Or any remembrances of the old River Valley High School, which is still there, and the story, the big cancer story that floated around about that for years and years and years, and finally led to River Valley moving their schools off that particular area. Other than that, I don't know much more about that area. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, on that River Valley, you probably could call regional planning, and they could tell you, or the county commissioners should know.
Well, I do remember the county commissioners attending a lot of those meetings, but what I can't understand is if there was contamination, like the caller said earlier on, why would they allow the building to still be there?
Right. If a private individual owned that, you'd have to tear it down, haul it away, and do everything.
And I don't... Does River Valley still own the building?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know anything about it, but I'm going to try to find out.
Yeah,
I'm one of the county commissioners, but if not, I think I'll call regional planning and see why that's being in the news. You know, when they get ready to build schools, they always find something wrong with all these schools. And then they get it passed. They several people, a bill of goods. We got to have bigger schools. We got to have this. And then all once they're too big. So I don't know.
Well, you know, like I said, it's done certainly well by River Valley. And to be honest, I mean, Marion City in that time built new schools. Elgin has now built new schools. A lot of it, that has happened. But I would find it hard to believe that if there was contamination, that it was isolated to there and not the GTE plant, and certainly not down by the depot itself, which is still being used for things.
Right, yes. See, it used to be, I know way back, they used to do ammunition out there, build ammunition and bombs. So that's what I always heard. And they had a few caves out there where they stored ammunition.
Well, and I'm not even sure what they are saying was buried there. I mean, was it bombs? Was it waste? I never really understood that either. What was contaminating the grounds?
Well, I would say the only thing maybe be the powder in the shells casings and all that, you know, that contaminate a lot of stuff. But I don't know. I'm just talking now.
Yeah, well, like I say, if you find out anything, let us know.
I'll call you if I find something out.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Well, it's a mystery. And you know, River Valley obviously has their new schools now, so nothing's going to change that. But, and that's good. I mean, the new schools are good for River Valley. I don't even think they could fit the population they have now in the old high school. But I never really understood that story, and I never really understood what the resolution was after all that went on. It's an interesting part of Marion history. It was a mystery, to be sure. I don't know. Very strange. We've got a whole nother hour this morning. Lots more to talk about. We haven't gotten to the trivia yet, so maybe we'll get to that next hour. That's a lot of fun. Charlie Evers this morning, The Exchange Club, all kinds of stuff. Stay tuned. The word I think of when I think of this woman, people that I have ever talked to, and I can tell you, I won't name names, but there are people who have been in Hollywood and had a great career who are not as kind as you might think they are. This woman exceeds the kindness that you might think. She has the greatest laugh in the world, and she...